Look, look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome to episode 4, the conclusion of season 3 of Samwell Sith Post-Apocalypse Detective. I'm Adrian Parrish, the sound designer for the series. This is a show in a universe that was written for mature audiences. It has profanity, violence, drug use, snide remarks, and outdated perspectives on how to see the world. Listener discretion is forewarned. Maybe don't play this for the kids. Now let's get on with the show.
Fellow detective Bert Stinson and Morgan Carville. I had trouble making son of the Carver family were dead. I missed Stinson. I didn't really care for Carver. I was beginning to think it had to do with Fat Lobby, this traveling salesman of pre-fall curiosities, his Billy. My first suspicion was that he had slipped me a Mickey and then skedaddled. He and his traveling thug, Ace Gator, were interested in a train arrival at intake, so I was biking there in a dry-mouthed pant. By the time I got to intake, I was late for the expected arrival. Whatever I expected, this wasn't it. There had been a major deadhead attack. Intake had not seen a horde this size for years.
Hey, Samwell, over here.
Looks like you all have been busy.
Yeah, I got a lot of eyeballs on this. About 100 deadheads followed the last train in. Miss Mayor is pissed. She thinks it was a planned attack from Winston. Says we got lazy from all the good years she gave us.
Can't say I blame her.
The craziest thing. I think I saw a poodle. 20 miles gets swept every day. So someone had to plan this one, store a bunch of deadheads up. Something smells bad on this one.
Besides the burning deadheads?
Let me walk you in. I can slide you by. It's chaos around here.
Thanks.
It ain't for you, buddy. Remember how I waved you out? I'd rather my supervisors not know that I broke protocol on this one. Like I said, lots of eyeballs.
Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to put you in hot water.
No worries. I am a big boy. Say, you know anything that might have been a part of this? You know, if I could give the mayor's soldiers a lead, could make a good career bump for me.
Didn't know you were a career man. Plus, I kind of like you at intake and outtake.
Come on, Samwell. You know it would be nice to have a friend in the mayor's camp?
My experience is the higher someone goes, the less likely they remember their old fishing buddies.
True. Well, how about this? You owe me a favor or two.
Cannot argue about that. Rumor has it there's a guy in town who's selling old artifacts from the Smithsonian Institute.
Smithsonian? You mean those old museums in D.C. from before the fall?
One and the same.
What's he selling? Moon rocks?
Lincoln's top hat.
I never did understand fashion.
You do look good in a uniform.
What's that got to do with all this?
Someone is paying a whole satchel of Salem witches for that hat. Yeah, I don't get fashion either.
What's this guy's name?
Can't say. And even if I could, I doubt it would be his real name. I can say he's a fat man who travels with a miniature poodle.
I thought I saw.
One in the yip and saying.
That's more surprising than the top hat.
His travel buddy is a toothpick of a little redneck.
You mind if I tell him where I heard all this?
Not if you give me a 3 hours head start.
Samwell, that's great. Thank you. Hey. You fellas know Samwell here? He was just coming to see me. I had called him out to show him something.
Okay, right this way.
By the time I got back to the office, I could tell Babbitt was relieved. It was nice knowing you had someone waiting for you.
Samwell, I'm glad you're back. Did you hear what happened at intake?
Yeah, I saw it. Hasn't been an attack that big in a couple of years.
The train conductor came by.
From that train?
Yeah, and he brought a box. It's over there.
Did you look in it?
I couldn't. It's locked.
Where's the conductor?
He left. He refused to stay. He was trying to hide it, but he'd been beat up. He was jumpy.
Can't say I blame him. What did he tell you?
Not much. Told me the hat was yours. Said he didn't want anything from you, just to leave him alone.
That's all you got from him?
I think he had come from whatever happened at intake. He had chomper blood all over him.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Take the hat and the box down to the boiler room. When I yell down the elevator shaft, bring it up. Just open the door and give it to me. Then send someone fast to Ralph, the guard at intake. Tell him I got the ones to blame in my office.
Right now? But nobody's here.
They will be, soon.
Why so quick?
Because I bet I got followed in. Since the villain who wants this hat ain't got it, then they are on the way here.
It's a hat.
It's Lincoln's top hat.
From the Smithsonian?
Not anymore.
How long do you think we're gonna wait?
The guy we're looking for is Fat Lobby. I assume he doesn't know I got the hat, or he or one of his henchmen would have already been here. So anywhere from 10 minutes to 12 hours.
That's a big spread.
Just like a stakeout. I poured a thin one. I figured I didn't know how long I'd have to drink, pretending to be all casual, just sitting around waiting for a knock.
Samuel? Hello?
I didn't have to wait long. Viper smelled of varmint.
Samuel? Please let me in. I'm scared.
You are stuck on repeat, but come on in. Door's open.
Oh, thank you. I've been waiting in a doorway down the street for hours, waiting for you. I'm so scared.
Pretty sure I've heard that one before.
Did you find the hat?
Let's wait for the whole gang to get here.
What gang? Detective Sift, may we breeze in?
Right on time.
Oh, Samuel, you can't let that fat maggot in. Detective Sift, I am most sorry about my last actions last time we met, but you understand, my dear fellow, business and all. I swear I can make amends, and you will find me most persuasive.
You bring your wee little strong man.
Right here. Let us in, old man. I'll even give you my gun this time. Save you from having to take it.
Third time is the charm.
Thank you, my good man. Now I believe... Oh, Miss Jones! What an unexpected pleasure.
Jones, huh? Is that her name?
What name did she give you?
Nadia Knight.
She is indeed not a knight.
I forgot how plumb courting you were. No wonder Carver ran off with you.
Hush, Gator. Let the grown-ups catch up.
Have a seat. Would you care for a drink?
I hardly ever touch this stuff.
Yeah, I bet.
The hat, Detective Sift. I believe that was the topic of our last discussion. Do you know where it is?
What about her?
Well, I would doubt she would be calling on you if she had recovered it. I'm standing right here. Indeed.
Flower and Rose is just killing me here. The hat, Sift.
I know where it is.
That's delicious news. How much to tell us?
I can do even better.
Better than the knowledge of its location?
I can have it brought right here.
Oh, splendid! Well, let's have it.
Remind me again, why should I?
Show him the suitcase. 2.3 cartons of Salem witches.
You promised me 10% of a full suitcase.
Well, Detective Sif, considering that mess at the train station, I couldn't get all that past the gates of the local authority. This is what I could carry in. If you were able to do the deal in the outside, things might have been different.
Yeah, all right, wait here. Gator, get out here and help me open these elevator doors. All right, bring it up.
Who will be our visitors, Detective Sif? I am not a fan of surprises.
Just a colleague. Don't worry, I won't even let her in.
Perhaps we can join you when you answer the door.
Perhaps not.
That seems hardly equitable.
It's for their safety, not yours.
What about me, Samuel?
I bet you three could come to some sort of arrangement.
We most certainly could. Despite our recent unpleasantness, I do appreciate her tenacity. You are certainly free to rejoin my employment if you so wish, Miss Jones.
I don't trust you.
Nor I you, my good lady. But trust is a silly thing anyway, no? Isn't business better? Did we not have a good long run before all this tomfoolery?
I am doing fine without you.
Are you? What's your plan from here?
Sift?
Well, Miss Knight, I mean Jones, not interested.
How about you rejoin my organization?
As a merger, not an acquisition.
Splendid.
May I?
Most certainly. Don't be a poppycock and keep us waiting. Well, let's see it.
Shit fire.
You had it the whole time.
I am giddy with anticipation. Open it, Sift.
It's your box. You open it. There's a hammer and chisel for the lock in my top drawer.
All right. Here is the top. Let me pull it out. Yes, yes. Oh, balderdash. This hat is a fake.
A fake? Who would even make a fake Lincoln hat? How could they even do it?
Wills and ways, Detective Sift. As disappointed as I am afraid I am no longer interested.
How do you know it's a fake?
Well, there are three or four ways I can tell, but chiefly, Lincoln's top hat was silk. This is satin.
You sure?
He's right. So, Detective Sift, our time is done and I must adieu. You can keep this hat, but I must depart with my suitcase intact.
Can't you sell the fake one?
It would harm my Brandon, and that is far more valuable. So keep the hat. Maybe wear it to the theater.
Nah, you aren't taking the whole 2.3 cartons.
I'm afraid I must. I mean, without the actual item, there is no deal, no?
How about you leave me just one pack for the trouble?
No trouble indeed, Mr. Sift. Here, catch.
When they left, I went to the window and saw Ralph with his buddies on the street below. I gave him the signal to get ready for three. Without any problems, they arrested the trio for the trouble at intake. Ralph got a big promotion out of it. I got a top hat. I never really went looking for the real hat. I don't tend to go to the theater.
Thanks for listening to Season 3 of Samwell Sift Post-Apocalypse Detective. Special shout out to all of our listeners who've been with us for all three seasons. We hope you've enjoyed listening to it half as much as we've enjoyed making it. Our voice actors for Episode 4 are Abigail Elfman as Barbara Babbitt, Nick Shaner as Ralph and Ace Gator, Rashida Moore as Nadia Knight and Fat Lobby, and Kevin Patterson as Samwell Sift. Our composer is Scott McLaughlin. Intros and outro beats by Space Baby. Recorded by Justin Evans and Adrian Parrish. Sound design by Adrian Parrish and Lost Frequency Audio. Kevin Patterson is the writer and showrunner. This is a Stationary Hobo production. Please like, share, and tell a friend. It helps so much.
The three of us are going to be chompers eating.
Okay.
So this is a chomper ASMR. Eating, right?
Love it. All right,
are you ready? Chompers mm-hmm. eating.
Yep.
All three. Yeah, cut. That's good.